Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's now at noon on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Jury selection is now underway for the trial of Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan. Potential jurors walked into federal court in Milwaukee this morning wondering if they'll be picked for this high-profile case, a case that is being watched across the country. Federal prosecutors accused Judge Dugan of helping a man who was in the country illegally evade immigration agents at the Milwaukee County Courthouse back in April. Dugan faces charges of obstruction and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. CBS Justice correspondent Scott McFarlane on Midday discussing how unique this case is.
It's one of a kind. It's still one of a kind. It was at the time a pioneering type of case. The Department of Justice, the Trump administration, prosecuting a member of the judiciary at the state court, the local court in Milwaukee. Hasn't been anything quite like that since either. So how this trial plays out is going to be of enormous interest.
Okay, so here's where we are right now. So far, potential jurors have been asked questions including, do you know any of the possible witnesses? Do you have any conflicts next week? Do you have specialized knowledge of law? Have you been to the Milwaukee County Courthouse before? One potential juror has already been struck. Dugan, meanwhile, says she's innocent and so far has refused to take a plea deal. Today in court, Judge Lynn Adelman said he expects the trial to last 4 to 5 days. It's scheduled to start on Monday.
Yeah, give you a sense of how big that is. When that story broke, Scott McFarlane, the CBS congressional correspondent, and
he
was here, right? He was in Milwaukee spending some time, and we spoke to him yesterday about it, and he was all over it, right? It's a major, major national story. And then there were nine, as in declared Democratic candidates for the governor of Wisconsin. Joel Brennan stepping aside from his role as president of the Greater Milwaukee Committee to run in 2026.
In 2018, I got a call I never expected. Tony Evers had just been elected governor, and he asked me to help lead our state as his top cabinet official. We got to work, putting the state on firmer financial footing, generating a budget surplus of nearly $4 billion, and growing our rainy day fund to $1.7 billion. Then COVID hit, and all of that progress was put at risk. We stood up to the extremists and delivered help to tens of thousands of small businesses, farmers, and families across Wisconsin.
Part of Joel's official announcement made very early this morning, informative and a bit self-deprecating. We'll ask Joel about that coming up in just a few minutes. He's 55 years old and enters the race with more than 2 decades experience working across government and civic institutions. Prior to joining Evers' cabinet, Brennan spent a decade as the executive director of Discovery World Museum. It's a loaded list here. 9 candidates on the Democratic side to officially declare, just 3 on the Republican side. And we'll talk to Joel Brennan about his decision right here in Wisconsin's Midday News coming up in just a few minutes.
At some point, these need to be whittled down, but we continue to add to the list.
Yeah, so it's a major list here. And all of them know each other, right? They've operated in similar circles for years, and I would imagine in some cases even friends. So how do you differentiate yourself from the other candidates? Now at noon, sponsored by Flanners Home Entertainment. Check them out online at flanners.com. It's sound advice at the best price for Flanners. Just press play.